The House Agriculture Committee heard a presentation yesterday by Agriculture Commissioner Walt Helmick, which was perfect timing since it was Agriculture Day at the legislature. The commissioner's presentation was full of ideas for the future of agriculture in West Virginia. Helmick told lawmakers that West Virginia consumes over $7 billion worth of food. He says only $1 billion of that is actually produced in West Virginia. He asked for bipartisan support from lawmakers, saying West Virginia has a $6 billion opportunity in agricultural jobs. Helmick would like to see hog farming on inactive mountaintop removal sites. He thinks this could bring a significant amount of employment opportunities to southern counties where unemployment is a big problem.
We're looking at mountaintop removal, and it's a big hog industry proposal. Do you look at Boone, Logan, and Mingo County? Sure you do, because in that section there is significant unemployment. But employment opportunities.
Helmick says more people will stay in these counties if these jobs are provided there. He also suggested Wyoming and McDowell counties as other potential places.
Those five counties, as well as many other counties, Webster County, Nicholas County, Greenbrier County, they have mountaintop removal sites that fit a lot of what we want to do. And so we know that we can do some positive things there in those areas, but we already have involvement. The Coal Association, the coal industry has worked with us.
Helmick says the old mountaintop removal sites can't grow crops, but that hog farming could bring in a great deal of profit. To further his case, Helmick brought in examples of the pork industry in North Carolina.
When you're looking at the pork industry, which down in North Carolina is a $2.5 billion industry. And that's huge, about 30,000 direct jobs. $2.5 billion in one product, and that's the pork industry.
Helmick says West Virginia can do better than North Carolina.
We're situated better than North Carolina. We're situated to the growing market of Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky than they are. And so and they understand that we do have the rail, that we have the three-phase electricity, that we also have water, and we have the remoteness that a lot of industries want. Those areas are remote because you had mining activity. You couldn't have anybody live within 5 or 6 miles of the place. And so those are very positive things for us.
The committee was also given a presentation by the new director of natural resources, Robert Falla. He spoke about the high points seen at the various parks across the state. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.